You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
All right, I'm giving you all of my skills. I've been doing this for 25 years. I'm getting ready to give you everything I know. You get to see me operate behind the scenes. And you want me to pay you for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused.
Like, so I think that right now the younger generation, they don't even value internship. Because if I could just get around somebody that was successful, if I can get around somebody who had some credibility, mm-hmm. if I could get around some people who could teach me and mm-hmm. give me resources and tools and strategy,
yeah.
oh my gosh, I wouldn't even care about money.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is for people to teach you
yeah.
the game?
Right.
Do you know
and
how
the
rare
real
it is?
Deal. Like, it's easy for me to sit down and tell you what to do, but you have an actual internship where you're on site, on location, in the thick of
it's free college.
It's
free college, and a lot of people don't understand it. I think right now with the youth, mm-hmm. everybody's kind of like in this microwave world yeah. where they want it so fast,
mm-hmm.
so quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to put in the time. They don't want to build a relationship. They don't
yeah.
want to, you know, work for free. Because
right.
right now, I'm going to tell you guys, everybody better get prepared.
Right.
Because people, even jobs, they're going to transition into commission.
Oh, yeah.
People in companies, they are going to stop paying based on the hour because they want performance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a
mm-hmm.
lot of, you know, y'all mamas and aunties, they
mm-hmm.
got over it for a long time
mm-hmm.
with the government and different jobs like that, just going there, counting the hours down, doing enough to look busy, and collecting that 50, 60. Some of y'all family members make a six-figure on the government's dime,
mm-hmm.
all right? Things are about to change.
Yeah.
I went to the DMV the other day.
Customer service.
I went to the DMV. No, it wasn't at the DMV. It was, what is the place where you go get a copy of your kids' birth certificates?
The Social Security
office.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher, close that right
mm-hmm.
there. I went there, and let me tell you, you know how you used to walk up to the kiosk,
mm-hmm.
and you used to have to give the people your information, and then you go fill out the paperwork, and then they call your number up,
mm-hmm.
and you walk up, and they take care of you. Well, guess what has happened now? It's a kiosk there.
Mm-hmm.
Like how you go to McDonald's, and
mm-hmm.
you put in a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, they have replaced the receptionist.
Oh, yeah.
And you type in your information on the screen. Mm-hmm. You pay the fee for the birth certificate right there on the screen. And guess what happens after that? They print it out for you.
Yeah.
They have cut the people out the jobs.
Yeah. Easy.
I hope like you guys, that. I hope you guys are paying attention to what's going on. So to all you young folks
out there. The government shutdown?
Yeah. That's a wake-up call.
That's a wake-up call.
This is why.
You don't get entrepreneurship under your belt after that?
And let me just stress, because I want to just stress with internship. If you can get around a quality person who actually knows how to make money, just sit there and soak it up and secure your seat at the table.
Be grateful.
Because, you know, this is another thing that I'm noticing with a lot of the young people. They don't even believe in securing their seat at the table.
Right.
They come to the table just to take a plate to go. They don't want to secure their seat. They're so busy. I want my own. 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 That they don't even realize that you can literally come up in life by simply being aligned with the right people.
Exactly.
They don't want to work under you anymore because they feel less than. It's like, let me come and work with you for a month, get all your resources, all your vendors, all your information, and then I'm going to leave, and then I'm going to go duplicate what you're doing.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to compete with you.
Exactly.
But guys, can I just tell you, the people that were interning with Gary V, that were just giving away free media services, that were editing videos and, you know, chopping those videos up and doing the social media, those people, they're winning right now. They're winning. They are winning right now. And they don't even want to go. They don't want to leave. Because VaynerMedia is going to the next level. They secure their seat early. See, a lot of you all have forgot to secure your seat. You're so busy just trying to get the resources and the tools so you can run off. But you don't even understand the power of staying alongside a veteran.
And, and the honor of those that have come before you and set the playing field for you.
And now look, those, you know, I was listening to one of the segments with Gary Vee. Those people were working for him. They had to prove themselves.
Yeah.
You don't come in the gate. An internship is not after 3 months you're asking for a salary.
Right.
When I was coming out, we used to work internships for 2 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. A year.
For free.
For free.
Yes.
For free.
For free. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you spend money up. Money goes out the window.
Yes.
You lose it, make it, lose it, make it. But knowledge is everything.
And can I just tell you, because of how people are going about things right now with the internship, it's becoming harder for you all to find successful people who would trust you. Because they're scared. They know that you don't want to be a part of the team.
You are a liability.
Instead
of, you know, them helping to develop you, you become a liability to them.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is, guys. They're scared. So it's very rare that they're going to bring you into their factories and, you know, their businesses and show you how they make their products. That's why there are so many people like, oh, I want to work with you. I want to work with you. No. Yeah. Gotta,
not everybody gets that.
You have to have the non-competes in place.
Yeah.
You got to have a lot of things in place to protect yourself.
Your business.
Because they don't get it.
They don't get it. And, you know, I don't know what has happened to the honor and the respect in the businesses. You know, like
there's no honor and respect.
No honor and respect. You know, unfortunately, YouTube has made people, not YouTube, or social media, period, has made people believe that they can be overnight successes without putting in that work. It's work that, you know, I mean, work, customer service, knowing how to manage your finances. It ain't just about, you know, putting pretty pictures up on social media and thinking,
but that's
okay,
what
you
they think.
Become.
They think that they can get the resources, they can get the tools, and they can copy and paste the success. See,
exactly.
The success took time. It took sleepless nights. Yeah. It took early morning. Yeah. It took a lot of rejection. It took a lot of slap in the face. It took betrayal. Mm-hmm. It took you getting ripped off, you know, for by some people overseas. Yeah. It took a lot of that. So you can come and internship.
Getting sued a couple of times. Yeah. How about that?
Getting sued. All of that kind of stuff. It comes with it. Mm-hmm. It's not something you can duplicate. And there is more to business than fancy pictures on Instagram.
It's so much more.
Don't let that high res fool you.
That high res fool you, boy. That 4K
gets
you messed up.
That 4K gets you messed up. Those pictures will be high resolution, but the bank account will be low resolution.
Baby.
Let me just tell you guys, I have so many messages from people that have 100, 200, 300,000 followers, and they're saying, I don't know how to make money.
Yeah.
Followers and influence. Two different things. I tell people all the time, there is so much more to business than freaking pictures.
Yeah.
The pictures are the last thing.
Yeah.
The relationship, the story, the history,
exactly.
The movement, the why, and all of those things behind the company. That's the starter. The marketing, the promo, you know, the pre-launch, the post-launch, the customer service.
Exactly.
Now that's where they really skip.
That's where they
you go on skip. The on the pages, guys, of some people, and you can see the customers just under the comments.
Negative.
Never got my stuff.
Never got my
Can
stuff.
Somebody call me? Mm-hmm. Order 3 months ago. Because you learn how to make it look good, but you didn't know how to package it and get it out there. So I just want to stress, guys, that there is just so much more. And I want to encourage all of the interns out there to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down. Yeah. Slow down.
And
slow
really
down.
Find their passion. A lot of people just jump in. They don't, now they want to have a fashion boutique all of a sudden because somebody, you know, it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Do they know? Have they invested? Have they gone to fashion classes and fashion institutions and done a tour of what's the history of fashion?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't do their research.
And I think it's because social media has allowed things to look so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to look, it allows you to look more successful than you actually are.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you are admiring someone who's actually not where you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't understand the work that's behind that business.
Exactly.
And I think that a lot of people launch businesses before they know who they are. They know what their purpose is.
Yeah.
They know what their passion is, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's going to fade out.
Yeah.
Within the next 5 years, it's going to fizzle out.
Yeah.
And a lot of people won't be around.
Yeah.
And they'll sneak, you know, they sneak off.
Mm-hmm.
The business page just disappears. Yeah, I went back to school. You know, I went back to work, and that's okay. That's normal, but these are some of the things that you will see as entrepreneurship just continues. I think right now we are in the phase of I want to be a business owner because I want freedom, you know, and that means AKA I don't want anybody telling me what to do. I think it's because the new people, the newer generations, they don't want that guidance. They don't want people to tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that they want to be entrepreneurs because they want to be business owners and they have a passion and they have a love and they have a why behind their story and their mission and God put it in their heart to start something. They're doing it because it's you can't control me.
Exactly.
I'm going to show up when I want to show up. Because I talk to a lot of young people. I'm like, so why do you want to be an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to work for anybody.
Mm-hmm. That's not.
If you don't work for anybody, how will you ever learn how to work?
Exactly. Exactly. It's, I mean, I definitely, because, you know, we come from a retail background. That was such a blessing for me. Like, I did Nordstrom's for 15 years, and I literally watched how they operated, watch how they, you know, their customer service, how they engaged, mm-hmm. how they, you know, created the experience for every customer. So that's important. When people sit, they get that same experience, you know?
Definitely. And I believe that you better learn how to sell.
You better.
If you don't do anything else, you better learn how to sell. That first product is
you. If you can't sell yourself.
You have to sell yourself first. Some of you all, you're trying to sell a product. You don't even know how to sell yourself.
Right.
If you can't sell yourself, they don't care about your product.
Exactly.
Just so you know that.
Yeah.
If you can't sell yourself, you can just can it. Because they're not going to buy your product.
Nope.
It's going to be a long journey. It's going to be a humbling experience the next 5 years. Because they're saying that the market is going to crash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, Amazon is taking over. So if you want a job, you may want to get with Amazon. But, yeah, everything else is going down fast.
Yeah. And I think that right now, you better be prepared to sell.
You better be prepared
and I'm not.
Sell.
And let me just stress, even if you're not an entrepreneur, you better get some sales training.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm saying this is because companies are shifting the way they think now.
Mm-hmm.
Even me as a business owner, I want to know who is more valuable in my company.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, are you going to be a customer service sales rep for Girl CEO to help people, you know, become Girl CEO official members or Girl CEO inner circle members? Or are you a brand ambassador? Do you really have the influence to get your own personal link and put something on and really encourage someone else to buy it? Do you have that influence?
Right.
Well, guess what? Companies are taking that same approach.
Mm-hmm. They are.
How many files are you going to get done a day?
Yeah.
They're going to start paying people based on performance. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Coming.
And they don't teach that in elementary.
They don't.
Or high school. Or middle school. So you guys better get ready. This is interning 101.
Yeah.
So what do you want to see in an intern? 15 years experience. Celebrity makeup artist.
Yeah. I mean, passion first. You know, because passion versus paycheck, that's what they taught us at Counter. You know, what is it? Is it passion for the product? Because people can tell when you're just trying to collect a paycheck, when you're just trying to get their coins. They can tell, you know what I'm saying? It's a sense of passion about the product. So consistency, passion, just, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, just show that you are in it 100%. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's, I mean, it's been times where I've been on set and God knows I could look at a lipstick and I'm like, oh God, I can't stand makeup right now. Because I have been literally working for 20 hours straight and I'm like, I don't want to see another lip gloss. I don't want to see another lipstick right now. But my passion for the craft overweighed anything. So you can tell when people are not passionate about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see with interns, people being passionate, being consistent, you know, just getting and researching, you know what I'm saying? Getting knowledge and wisdom about the craft. Come to me knowing something. I shouldn't have to, if you're interested in makeup, I shouldn't have to teach you where brush or makeup brush goes or how to use a brush cleaner or, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is standard stuff that you should already know if you're interested in the, because you've already invested in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've already found out these basic things. So now when you come to me, I can really teach you the business. We can really get in the thick of what we do on a daily basis. You know what I mean?
Come over here and teach you so I can see.
Oh, sorry, y'all. I just want y'all to see pretty Ron.
So these are some of the expectations. So can we just kind of talk about some of the things that you've experienced with interns that you're just like, what's going on these days?
I mean, the flakiness of them. I've experienced them showing up to gigs. And all they want to do is take selfies and post all day. And I'm like, wait a minute. Here I am. I'm the lead on this project. And I ain't got no pictures on social media. Ain't nobody took no pictures on me. I don't even look like I'm even in the situation. But y'all come and just want to be on social media all day.
They want the credibility quick.
Yeah.
So they'll show up as an assistant and ask to take a picture with your client, your
all
celebrity
day.
Client.
All day.
And they want to post it on social media to have the appearance of success.
The appearance of success. But not, and they haven't touched a client. They haven't done anything, you know, may have powdered them, you know, nothing to really kind of, you know, they haven't done anything in the craft, you know what I mean? But they're there. So they're able to capture those moments. I want you to be able to capture the craft so that you can have your own moments. You know what I mean? But they're just the whole, they selfie and Snapchat and Instagram, and you know, and I'm like, we got work to do. Like, I'm a workhorse.
And who are some of the people's makeup that you've done? Tisha, tell them.
Oh, tons of people. I mean, I'm very humble when it comes to that. I hate giving my resume, but you know, sometimes I'd be like, let me send you my press kit, because clearly you don't know where I've been. But I've done a lot. I've been blessed to do a lot of people. One of my favorites, I had an opportunity to do Kerry Washington's makeup a couple of times. When I was working with another artist, when I was working with Kim, she had something to do and I had to do Kerry's for her. But, and when I say she was so pleasant, very sweet. So I really like sweet celebrities, but for real, to be honest with you, my bread and butter are my everyday corporate clients.
Now, like, let's go into that topic really quick. Because I think this is a good point.
I mean, sometimes, I love my celebrities, but
sometimes we are so anxious mm-hmm. to get our products mm-hmm. in the hands of celebrities and these big people mm-hmm. and these actors and these singers mm-hmm. and all of these kind of people. And what I teach my girl CEOs is that the everyday customer will last longer than a one-time celebrity. Mm-hmm. And the reason mm-hmm. for this is because people are always throwing things mm-hmm. at celebrities. So it's very rare that the value is there.
Yeah.
That they're going to swipe their card and purchase from you, because they're so used mm-hmm. to people throwing and just giving them things.
Yeah.
So don't just boot out mm-hmm. the regular people. Mm-hmm. You know, going for the celebrities. Yeah. Even with Girl CEO, when people wear our merch, I don't care if you have 5 followers mm-hmm. or 50 followers mm-hmm. or 500 followers. I'm sharing everybody's mm-hmm. photos.
Exactly.
Not just the popular people.
Exactly.
I want the regular people mm-hmm. that are going to support the movement and the mission every single day.
Every day. All right. And no, they're so consistent. My everydays are so consistent. Like at least 3 to 4 or 5 times a month.
Yeah.
That's thousands and thousands of dollars. Unless you're with a celebrity and you're on salary, you know, I mean, a quick $400 or $500 or whatever. But if it's not consistent, you're doing that like once every blue moon, that ain't no money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So building your established clientele and return clients, mm-hmm. that says a lot. Some of my clients I've had for 10, 15 years. They won't let nobody touch them. Matter of fact, God, you know, rest their souls. Some of them have been with me so long that they passed in the season of them being with me, and I actually did their funerals.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's major.
Yeah, it is. It's relationship building.
It's relationship building.
And I think the younger and the up-and-coming entrepreneurs, we need to get back to relationship building, because that's what's going to make the difference. You guys know how to get a customer, but very few know how to keep a customer.
Exactly.
We got to learn customer retention.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much internet is out there, the belly-to-belly relationships, those things are going to be the goldmine.
And YouTube isn't teaching that. I mean, very rarely are you able to go on YouTube and they teach you how to do customer service, or, you know what I'm saying, once you get the client or whatever. You know, unless you join the Girl CEO group, they'll teach you
that. Yes, we teach it.
Exactly.
We teach
it. But those are important essentials. You can have the gift and the craft, but at the end of the day, you need a customer. You need to be able to know how to count, to manage the customer, to have them to come back, mm-hmm. to keep them, you know, that repeat client. So if you just handle them as just, you know, whatever, they just, you know,
And what are the things that you need to know? Let's touch on that. Yeah. Get their birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Find out how many kids they have.
Send them thank you cards.
Anniversary.
Yes.
All these things. Merry Christmas. Every little holiday. Valentine's Day. You guys really want to step your game up? Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. When it's our Girl CEO customers, mm-hmm. when it's their birthday, they get an email. We give them 40% off.
Yeah.
You should see the post that people put out when they get that gift certificate for 40% off. Mm-hmm. It's those little things that mm-hmm. make people just appreciate
that. And it separates you from, okay, I'm speaking from my industry, every other mile and a half from me is another makeup artist. Yeah. What separates me from them going down the street to Jane or whoever else is another makeup artist, you know, other than my gift or my craft? But at the end of the day, it's makeup. You know, you like what you like, but they can still go down the street and get just as, you know, great as quality, you know, as myself or anyone else. But what separates me from them?
Yeah.
You know, and 9 times out of 10, it's your customer service. It's the experience that you give them. Mm-hmm. That's why they want to come back, because you make them feel like they're the only customer that you have.
Yeah.
Because they've experienced greatness with you.
That you know of their children's names.
Exactly.
You know, that you can sit there and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just tell you guys how valuable listening is?
Yeah.
A lot of people can talk. Mm-hmm. Very few can listen. And as you grow older and people are going through things in their life, they'll tell you, man, just to have someone sit there and just listen to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just listen.
Just listen.
Just listen.
Just listen. Mm-hmm. There are people that go to hairstylists and barbers that are tearing their heads up, pushing their hairlines back, burning their scalp up with the wrong perm. But you know why they continue to go? Because of the conversation.
The conversation. They feel like they've... I mean, I've had clients literally sit in my chair and the conversation be so deep where she's crying, I'm crying. We just... I'm like, girl, I'm going to try to get
connection.
You know, it's a connection. And it's just... It's almost like a... Not a counseling experience, but, you know, just being able to be a blessing with your business and your craft. And then not just being for your own personal gain. Being able to deposit something into someone else and not just into your bank account.
Yes. So tip for up and coming interns, new business owners, you know, aspiring entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Guys, some of the things that I would say is get close to the fire.
Yeah.
Meaning get close to the right person. Stay put. Because you never know. That person that you are working with can go from...
Yeah.
Just a small business to a Fortune 500 company. Secure your seat at the table.
Yeah.
Because there are big companies. There's a yogurt company. And this guy has like a $1 billion yogurt company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some of the best yogurt. But the employees that started with him, I think it was Yoplait or something like that. Don't quote me on the name of it. But it's a yogurt company. If anyone knows, put it in here on the chat. We are streaming this live as well at the same time. But all of the people that initially started with him, he gave them shares of the company.
See, some
of y'all are going to miss out because you're so ready to get the information and run. Stay up under the mentor. Look at the people that started with E.T., the people that started with Gary Vee, the people that started with Tony Robbins. These people are sitting back right now and they're plugged in.
They're plugged in.
They're plugged in for a lifetime.
Forever.
You can win. Let me just stress this. You can win behind the scenes as well.
Exactly.
Because some of you all can't even handle the pressure that's going to come with being the CEO or the owner.
Right. Right. But guess what? If you're under the CEO long enough and the owner and you just watch how they move and how they operate and how they sleep and how they eat and how they flow and how they engage with people and how they... you know, communicate and just, you know, their follow-up with people, then you'll eventually be able to run your own.
And you got to get around people who are doing the same things.
You do.
And I just want to tell you, a lot of you all aren't growing because you don't want to pay to invest in yourself. You only want to go to free classes. You want to DM your favorite makeup artist asking for tips. Guys, these people are busy.
Yeah.
Pay, invest in yourself and do something.
Yeah.
Get around, get into the Girl CEO official. Get into the Girl CEO inner circle. Get around some other women who are business owners just like you. I got one of my Girl CEO officials on here right now, LaToya. She's killing it, doing about $8,000 to $10,000 a month.
Wow.
You know, and she is a Girl CEO official member and her company is growing and she's building it from home and it's taking off and she is connected to all of the inner circle. Well, now she's official. She stepped it up. She's official, but she gets that mentorship. She gets that coaching. She gets that conversation, even from me.
And I like that you have that option too.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes people are beginners. They don't need that. But when they get to a certain point, a lot of people, they're like, no, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. Someone reached out to me the other day. They were like, no, I need to talk to you every week. I'm like, well, we don't have that yet.
Right.
But guys, you're not growing because you only want to invest in avenues that are going to be free information. Trust me, free information is going to get you it's going to get you halfway there. The free information, they never give you all the information.
Right.
They give you just enough.
Just enough.
to make you say, well, what just do I do enough. Next? That's what you have to understand. You are going to have to invest in yourself. So I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. Stay tuned for our Girl CEO official podcast. We are the playground for female entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And talk to you soon. Bye, guys. Bye. Leticia, tell them how they can follow you. I'm
Let Beauty this One. Podcast. L-E-T Beauty, the number one. Let Beauty One.
All right, guys.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.